Hello and welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast. I'm here today with Gavin Patterson.
Hello.
Tim Morgan.
Hello.
And we've got a special guest on the podcast, which is Sven Clouston.
Hi.
Sven the Viking Clouston, to give him his full name.
Correct.
Yeah. When was your fight? But how long ago was that, Sven?
Goodness, that was about 3 years ago now. Yes, the Scottish middleweight championship title fight, which I fought in. Yes, it was a night I will never forget.
It was well more than 3 years ago, wasn't it? Because that was Boston Dome. It was the last show of the Boston Dome, so it's got to be at least 5 years ago.
It's fresh in my mind, Tim. Yeah. I relive the events of that night every night.
It was an awesome fight. It was one of the best fights in chess boxing history from my memory. It was total commitment from first minute to the last bell, both on the chessboard and in the fight.
That was the thing, because I was fighting my friend. In fact, he was the best man at my wedding, Alan Riley, Alan the Tsunami Riley. And so I think everyone expected the fight to be sort of gentle, friendly, you know,
a sparring session with extended chess kind of thing.
Exactly. But we gave it everything we got. I think we spoke about it after, and it was a case of we were both thinking the same thing, that he's coming for me, so I'm going to have to fight back.
So how many rounds did this go?
11.
Well, that's the
11.
Thing. It went the full. I think to my mind, it's the longest chess boxing bout
ever. It's not. There's been a few that have gone the full distance, but it's one of the few. I mean, it was like Star Trek when Kirk had to fight Spock. You know, best friends, duel to the death. We must fight, Captain, or they will kill one of us.
And it was what made it fascinating, I think, for the audience, was that we had two distinct fighting styles. So I'm quite lanky, tall, and I've got quite a jab. Whereas Alan is he's a bit shorter than me. He's a bit stronger than me. So I had to sort of fend off a lot of heavy hitting body shots while I had my jab.
But it was funny that it literally came down to almost like half a point between the two of you in boxing, and it was king against king and
that's right,
pawn. It was just that was right. It.
And then so it was a draw on the board, yeah.
Stalemate.
Well, really.
Alan was on top pretty early on. I mean, I blundered early on, and he took my queen, and then sort of mentally I was all over the place, because obviously you train for this night.
You train hard for months and months,
and then I think on the second chess round,
queen's gone.
That happened to me against Crazy Arms. I was devastated.
Yeah, all of it.
Trained for ages.
All of a sudden,
suddenly it's you think it's over. Yeah.
So I had to pick myself up off the floor, and I knew I had a slight advantage in the boxing. So, but what was fascinating about the chess was that, it came down to a sort of king and pawn, I'm admitting it now for the first time in 5 years, but it was an accidental stalemate. You know, I was trying to escape his king's advances, and I accidentally put it into stalemate. So that meant that it came down to the boxing points.
Mm. And anyone who's listening to this who wants a visual story to go with this, I believe there's possible to watch it on YouTube, isn't it? Because someone captured the whole thing on film.
Yeah, so yeah, a young documentary filmmaker by the name of Ruth Grimberg sort of followed our journey. That doesn't sound too prosaic, but she followed Alan and I in our training and our chess development, and obviously took some footage on the night as well. And out of the end came a sort of lovely 12-minute film.
It's a real weepy, isn't it? It's quite surprising. Not what I was expecting.
I can't
watch it and keep a dry eye.
Talking about that fight and what a good fight in history that was, that's a brilliant link to something that you're planning at the moment, Sven, isn't it?
That's right. I've been in and around the chess boxing scene for a wee bit now, and my background out of chess boxing is in sort of editorial publishing, digital and print, and I've had an idea for a while now, which is to do a sort of put down on paper the history of chess boxing, because as we all know, there are several competing sort of chess boxing organizations around the world, and lots of terrific characters in the sport, and my fight notwithstanding. A lot of amazing fights, both in the ring and on the board. The good people at Unbound, who are a group who are a publisher who crowdfund the publishing of new books, accepted a proposal on the history of chess boxing, and soon it'll be up on their site, and the listeners will be invited. Listeners of this podcast will be invited to pledge their support for the book. There'll be a lot more information forthcoming as soon as the books page is up on the site.
What's actually the angle you're going to take on the book? So you're going to write about the history? Because I thought you might feature on some fights.
Yes, no, that's a very good point. So the way I'm approaching this book is to look at 10 fights.
10 critical moments in chess boxing history.
So that's right, yeah. So I'll be looking at 10 of the most critical fights in chess boxing history and providing not just a narrative of the fight itself, but also looking at the chess moves as well. And the way that the book will be structured is that, in fact, there's a very famous book for any sort of followers of boxing literature out there called The Life and Times of Muhammad Ali. And the way that that book was written was that the author went out and interviewed everyone who was involved in Muhammad Ali's, or as he was known in the early days, Cassius X and then Cassius Clay, his life and times. So the author went out and interviewed everyone who was involved in his life and wrote up the interviews that form this book. So the A History of Chess Boxing will feature the perspective of the people involved in the sport.
It'll be glossy, lovely, lots of nice
absolutely,
pictures.
Yeah, absolutely, it'll be a full...
A great coffee table book. What a conversation piece that will be.
Indeed, that's the idea.
Yeah, and maybe feature some of the best chess games and also his little bit about chess, something for everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it already.
Yeah.
It's definitely something I want to have.
Like, and also the book could be made with a cover that's like a chessboard, so it would double up as an actual chessboard
play on. I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, we already concluded last time that
that's a great idea.
We're not designers or creative, and we don't really know what we're talking about when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, but
I
do.
All the great images that we've had that could be on front of that cover.
It would be a square. It would be the first square book
ever made. Eight by eight. It's so obvious thing to design. It's not. Let them do it. They can do it.
It's so obvious. Did you just say my idea was so obvious?
Yeah, it's so...
harsh.
That's pretty harsh.
I think there's some amazing images there throughout the chess box.
Exactly.
Interview.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this book. You make it sound very exciting, Sven.
Yeah, I like it. I like the idea.
Yeah.
I like sports books anyway, so it's good.
I like the chess book. Okay, so £20, I quite like that. I get a book... Do I get my name inscribed in it somewhere?
You can inscribe your own name.
You'll be in it anyway, won't you?
No, I know, but actually printed on it saying I was one of the people that paid the £20. Will that be in there?
Well, I think that...
As an acknowledgement.
The way that Unbound works is that there are different reward levels. So I think if you pledge a little bit more, then yes, you may get your name in the book. If you pledge a little bit more, you may get to come along and get a training session from the great man Tim Woolgar himself.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do right now. If anyone pledges £50, I will include a ringside seat at a chess boxing show organised by London Chess Boxing.
That's terrifically kind. Thank you, Tim.
My pleasure.
There we go. Great. So, yes, there'll be plenty of other similarly exciting rewards available.
I wonder how much people should pledge until I agree to go for dinner.
Oh, yeah. For a dinner with Zena?
The technician.
You eat quite a lot, so we're going to factor that in. Yeah.
Is this Nando's or what?
She's not a cheap date. You've got to go for something a bit more upmarket than a Nando's, haven't you?
What's more upmarket than Nando's? I don't know,
Ebony Nanga Steakhouse?
Mm. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I was pushing the boat out.
Five Guys burgers?
Well, I think that if you pledge £150, you get dinner with Zena.
Who pays for the dinner?
Obviously, whoever the person making the pledge is, because you're not going to pay for your own dinner.
So it's £150 to pledge plus buying me dinner.
Exactly. But a restaurant of their choice.
Okay.
To make it fair.
Mm. I could offer a ride on my tractor.
What do you think about that?
What sort of a tractor have you got?
We've got two, actually. We've got John Deere.
Uh-huh. And then we've also got Fendt, which is like the Rolls Royce of tractors.
The Rolls Royce of tractors.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And how many seats?
It's got one main seat and then a little kid seat that folds out. It's got its own fridge, though. You keep a cold beer in or cold drinks. How much have to pledge for that, do you think? How would you price that up?
Fiver?
No.
That's under the minimum.
Exactly. It has to be at least £20, otherwise you can't put it on the site.
Okay, for a ride in your tractor, I would say 75 quid.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, and you do joke, but you know, I've seen some very interesting rewards on the Unbound site. You know, authors baking cakes.
What do you mean we joke?
I do have a tractor.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I have got a ringside seat.
It's there.
She does eat.
Azina does eat.
This is all deadly serious, Ben. You know, no jokes here. But if you want, we can make a joke. But this is serious business.
A lot of pressure now.
We're professionals.
This podcast has taken a turn. I like it.
Oh yeah. Well, What about a ride on Sven's bike?
We could get Tim to eat something.
Now
again,
you're just grabbing verbs and nouns.
But I just don't think he's a farmer. Bike. I do chess boxing.
Yeah.
Zina eats. You're a cyclist. You are a cyclist.
I am.
You're an Iron Man as well. Am I right? Or just a triathlete?
Just a triathlete. Wow. How many triathlons have you done, Tim?
What, finished? Or started? Started about five. This year. But I didn't
Hold
get
on.
Very far.
Is your triathlon starting, meaning when you ride your bike from home to the train station?
Yeah, I was going to maybe do a triathlon, but I thought, I'll just park the bike up and jump on the train into work.
Fair enough.
It's the mindset that counts, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the thought that counts, and my mindset is always of a top triathlete. That's the way my mind works.
Super.
Anyway, thank you very much, everyone, for coming. That was interesting to hear about the new book. I hope it's going well. And we put more links up about it online once the pledge is up and running. And we're hoping that everyone is going to go and pledge. So thank you very much, Sven, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's enough from us. Goodbye from me, Zina.
Goodbye from me, the Grievous Body Farmer.
And before I say goodbye, don't forget to get your tickets for the June 18th Chess Boxing Summer Special. Check out londonchessboxing.com. And with that, it's farewell from me, Tim Muldoon.